Helen have replacement parts available. Stop by our showroom located on the northeast corner of I-25 and Highway 66, I-25 exit number 243. Experience our service and knowledge and see the best in home appliances from DCS, Fisher-Paykel, ASCO, GE, GE Profile, and others. Call us at 970-535-0980. That's 970-535-0980.
American Freedom Network, and today not coming to you from the beautiful hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, but from a hotel room in Southern California. We're on a speaking tour down here, and but we'll make copies. I hope we'll have a good video and make them available to you, explaining what is really happening financially. However, this morning we have with us as a special guest David Bay from Cutting Edge. And let me tell you that if you do not read Cutting Edge, read David's writings, you're missing a great treat. He has a great deal of information. It's on the internet. That's Cutting Edge, and of course it's a subscription thing, but you'll find fascinating material there. And David really has recently put together a DVD, and hopefully it'll be available before long on video, and it's called The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And he has done I've always sort of wanted to do but never had the time or patience. He actually got a friend of ours, Chris Pinto, to actually put together the most dramatic presentation, but certainly based upon history and a great deal of scientific research, going into the background of the secret society or societies that were here when America began. And you can't understand the occult Luciferian emblem on the back of the dollar bill. You can't understand anything that's going on today, or why America attacked Afghanistan and Iraq and is going to attack Iran and Syria, unless you understand there really are secret societies that are driving the foreign policy of the United States and our military and financial and political power being used to bring about a new world order. The Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the ages described on the back of the dollar bill. In fact, in this video, you will actually see President Bush in his second inaugural address stating, you know, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. Not was when they actually founded this country, but is meant to be fulfilled. What's the ancient plan? The new order of the ages. What's the new order of the ages? Novo Ordo Seclorum. Put on the back of the Great Seal of the United States in 1782. This is an ancient plan. There are secret societies. David, you did a wonderful job with that DVD. When will it be available in video?
Well, it's you should be in stock now with it in DVD, and we've just become we've just taken possession of our first VHS copy, so it's okay. It's now available.
All right, fine. Anyway, I had those out on the table last night. I had about 10 copies. They all disappeared.
They did, huh?
People were buying them up as fast as they could. I think people are intrigued by this idea that there really were secret mysteries. Why don't you develop the idea? You know, certainly you've been studying this as long as I have, and there are very few people who know as much about this as you do.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for the kind words on Cutting Edge. Just like to make a couple of, just a minor correction. The Cutting Edge website is cuttingedge.org, and about 90% of all of our articles and sections are free. The only thing that we do charge for is the headline news, which is only $25 a year. But everything else is free. And I would encourage the listeners to not only read our articles, but to come to our daily news update section for their news. We post between 50 and 100 articles a day. And if you're convinced that you're not getting the news from your local paper, thousands and thousands of people have found daily news updates. So anyway, yeah, the secrets of the history of America goes back into the 1580s, and is a history of the secret societies. Lately, especially since President Bush became the second Skull and Bones president in the last three, there has been a concerted effort to deny that secret societies have much of anything to do with America, with America's history. The reality, as is often true in propaganda, is found in the completely opposite direction. And certainly, when President Bush made that statement, I came straight out of my chair because I knew what he had just said.
Well, why don't you repeat the statement? Because I think it's so vitally important for people to know what he said, and then when you will see him on video saying it.
Yeah.
This is the second inaugural address, the second to the last paragraph. What does he say, David?
He says, when our founding fathers declared a new order of the ages, they were acting on an ancient hope which is meant to be fulfilled.
Now, is meant to be fulfilled.
Is meant to be fulfilled. And what he was saying was that his foreign policy, his invasions of Iraq and Afghanistan, his threatened regime changes throughout the world, is meaning, you know, the purpose of all this was to fulfill this ancient hope. And the ancient order of the ages is a predecessor to the term New World Order or Novus Ordo Seclorum. And it literally calls for a global government, a global economy, and a global religion.
And any of our listeners out there who doubt what David is saying, just Google in New Order of the Ages on your Google site, New Order of the Ages. And what does it come up with? Novo Ordo Seclorum.
Yeah.
The phrase, what does it mean?
Well, you know,
on the back of your dollar bill.
Adolf Hitler once said that the best place to hide something is in plain sight.
Amen.
And this is certainly true. I think it was Orson Welles, wasn't it, in the 1930s that published a book called The Open Conspiracy.
Was H.G. Wells.
Oh, H.G. Wells. Thank you very much.
Okay.
I always get those guys mixed up.
I know.
They were
both bad guys.
That's true. But the history of secret societies establishing America and ruling America ever since is just open. It's right there, and you touched on the most obvious symbol of it, and that's on the back of the dollar bill. I mean, people, I bet you, Stan, 90% of Americans have never paused over that symbol once to take a look at really what it is.
Any more than when they look at the emblem, the logo of the Trilateral Commission, to which both Alan Greenspan and Paul Volcker, the architects of the current financial collapse in America, the logo of the Trilateral Commission, to which they both belonged, is three sixes. I mean, it's the most amazing thing.
It is.
You could look at it, you'd never see them until somebody pointed them out, because they hide it in plain sight. Six, six, six. We'll be right back here.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
AHNC 1360 AM and the American Freedom Network regrets to announce that as of this Saturday, April the 8th, 2006, we will no longer be airing any live programming on Saturdays. The station will be going automated Friday night and will air repeats of weekday shows in the Saturday time slots. Some of your favorite Saturday shows will be rescheduled and run live Monday through Friday during the 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. time slot. Please check the web programming guide for details.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
I'm back here with David Bay. His video and DVD is we don't have the video. We will have it very soon, but we have the DVD in stock. Ordering the video because we want everybody in America to see this. It is the most powerful tool we have available in our quiver to try to awaken the American people up out of the fact that there really are secret societies, very dramatically done, very accurate, and you have several people that are appear there as experts. I just happen to have a very, very small slot in the script. But it is a great, despite the fact I'm in it, it really is a great, video, DVD. You pick up the story of the secret societies, David. This is so foreign to most people.
They really can't believe
in secret societies, because after all, Rush Limbaugh says they're not there.
Well, Rush Limbaugh is, you know, a very, very sophisticated part of the plan to deceive Americans until it's too late when we're already in this, dictatorial system. But nevertheless, the idea to establish the North American colonies as a nation of unprecedented power and authority throughout the world and prosperity was first begun in the mind of Sir Francis Bacon, and of course he was an advisor to Queen Elizabeth I, and so in the 1580s, 1590s, this plan took shape. Queen Elizabeth's astrologer, John Dee, also had great input. These people were all members of a secret society called Rosicrucianism. And Rosicrucianism is mystically reinterpreted Christianity, basically. Their symbols are Christian, and they quote, much of the Bible, and they even pray to Jesus Christ. But they also do things like, witchcraft and summoning the dead and seeking contact with familiar spirits. All these terrible things that are forbidden in the Bible. Nevertheless, it was from this Rosicrucian secret society that this plan first took shape. And Bacon had a vision when he was 8 years old. He claimed it was from the goddess Athena, and she told him of his life's work and said that the English language would be the language which would unite the world. It would be the language that would take the world back to the situation of the Tower of Babel, where they had one language. And that England would have a significant part to play in the in this new kingdom, this new one world kingdom, but not directly. She would indirectly impact this plan through the North American colonies. And the North American colonies were to be established as a great new nation, which they called the New Atlantis. And gradually, over a period of several hundred years after the nation was established, or so Bacon thought, this America would gradually lead the world into the New World Order. That was the basic plan, and Queen Elizabeth put the power of the crown behind it, so that at various points, from the 150 years between Sir Francis Bacon's death and the American Revolution, monarchs did put you know did uh, take action perpetuated that plan.
And, you know, this carries forward today. I mean, who has it? What country has their troops in Afghanistan with ours? Why, the British. I mean, the British
yes.
backed us in the first Gulf War. The British backed us in the second Gulf War. When Great Britain went to war with Argentina over the Falklands, what was the one nation in the world that backed Great Britain? The United States.
Right.
But people don't understand. This goes back hundreds of years. It has nothing to do with George Bush and Tony Blair. It is part of this ancient secret plan, and these men are well aware of it, or at least the people who control them are well aware of it. And the Rosicrucians exist today. I mean, they have a website. They have a temple over in San Jose, just across the hills from where I live. But they were here in 1582. They were planning about colonization of America at
right.
that time. And that's what's so incredible about this whole thing. I mean, long before they established the colony of Jamestown or the Plymouth Colony, these wicked people were plotting on how they would one day use America's wealth and military power to establish the new order of the ages,
yep.
the Nova Ordo Seclorum, that their agents placed on the back of the Great Seal of the United States in 1782. And, of course, eventually it placed on the back of the dollar bill in 1935. And much later, they added, "In God we trust." That the God that's outlined on the back of the dollar bill is not the Christian God. And, of course, what people have missed is the fact that there have been two forces at work. One, there are many Christians who really wanted to establish an independent country. But at the same time, the occultists were here. And this has been very well covered up, hasn't it, David?
Oh, it's been extremely well covered up. And, you know, the beginning, I think, with the Jerry Falwell, founding of Moral Majority in 1976, top American evangelical Christian leaders have been in bed with the establishment and have greatly aided in this confusion. I mean, starting in the early 80s, where we started hearing that America had a Christian heritage, period. And textbooks, you know, including homeschool textbooks and Christian textbooks, were rewritten to recast, you know, these Freemasons, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, into good Christian men. And they weren't. They were Rosicrucians and or Freemasons. And they had a very occult agenda.
Well, of course, we might disagree a little on Mason up on Washington. I think he was a Mason, but I also think that he had more of a Christian bent, certainly than the other two. But we know that certainly Benjamin Franklin was involved with Illuminism, and Thomas Jefferson, at least during much of his life, was involved with the occult. And by his own writings, which we have, as he grew older, he finally said, you know, I was involved with all the spiritualism, and eventually, you know, I put it behind me and decided to lay my head on the soft pillow that Christ has provided for us. But at one time, he was involved with this whole occult movement.
Well, when Adam Vissoff founded the Masters of the Illuminati in 1776, and a great furor erupted, in America over his plans for violence and assassination and war to establish a new world order. Thomas Jefferson wrote a defense of Vsoft and soft-pedaled, you know, what his plans really meant. So, yeah, maybe at the end he did go back to Christian roots, but by golly, when he was active in politics, he was very active in all this plan.
And of course, one reason why he and Adams were at loggerheads for so many years was because, of course, Thomas Jefferson embraced the writings of Thomas Paine.
Right.
Thomas Paine wasn't deeply involved in the occult. And you go to the great monument there in Elberton, Georgia, the American Stonehenge, and the caption at the top is, "These guidestones are dedicated to the Age of Reason." That was the book that Thomas Paine had written. If you actually get the book written by the man who put up this occult monument, he will tell you it's all dedicated to Thomas Paine. And, of course, the reason that Jefferson and Adams were at loggerheads was because Adams was a Christian. He may have one time belonged to the Masons, but he felt very, very strongly about Christianity and repudiated Thomas Paine. And yet when Thomas Paine turned to the United States after almost being executed in France during the French Revolution. Paine brought about the American Revolution, was instrumental in bringing about the French Revolution, almost got executed, came back to the United States, and of course, Jefferson welcomed him to the White House, and the people, the Christians of America, were furious with Jefferson over that.
Yeah.
And eventually, though, Adams and Jefferson did make up, and at the end, they were friends.
Well, before we get any further, I want to reiterate for our listeners that in this video, we frankly admit that there was a strong Christian influence in this country. We're not trying to deny that there was. We understand that there was, and the Great Awakening started in 1741 and went through the end of the century. Really did provide a strong base of Christian, people in the population, strong local and regional leaders. And so we do not deny that there was a strong Christian heritage, but what we point out is the national heritage debate is like a coin with two sides.
Amen.
And we definitely need to understand the second side.
And if you don't understand the second side, you can't understand anything going on today.
Exactly.
And you talk to so many of our Christian leaders, they will not discuss the Masonic influence or the Rosicrucian influence or the satanic influence that was here at America's beginning. And it really was. I mean, history records this. You read the occultists, they will tell you exactly what this is about, but they have concealed it from the Christians, and now the Christians are supporting the war. So many of them support the war in Iraq. They support our Christian president, who's about to plunge us into a war with Iran that is going to raise the price of oil and bring down our economy and enslave our people. But don't you worry, we've got the military ready to take over military control in America, just as we have American troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. What's that have to do with protecting America? Nothing. They are fulfilling the ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled. And you'll hear George Bush saying that when our founders declared a new order of the ages. They were fulfilling and they were acting on an ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled.
Right.
I know that was so
video,
important. Not was meant, is meant to be fulfilled
is
today.
Is meant to be fulfilled. It's an ongoing plan. You see, the all-seeing eye of Horus on the back of the dollar bill is still hovering over the pyramid, Stan. When this plan is fully fulfilled and we have a global dictatorship, then the Eye of Horus will settle down on top of the pyramid. The great work will have been finished. But anyway, going back to the plan, as Queen Elizabeth I and Sir Francis Bacon developed this plan, this was toward the end of the 1500s, they felt that Rosicrucianism was too overtly Christian to be a unifier for all the world's religions, to unify all the world's religions. So Sir Francis Bacon began to create what is now known as Freemasonry out of Rosicrucianism, and this is a more generic chameleon type of secret society where, countries where the religion is Christian, then it claims to be Christian. In those countries or cities where Judaism is predominant, then we have Jewish lodges. And, of course, in the Arab world, we have a strong Arab Freemasonry. So Freemasonry was established as a genuinely chameleon organization, and it certainly has been that way all throughout its existence.
And yet, of course, one of the very steps of the 32 degrees, one of the degrees is the degree of the Rosy Cross.
That's
another
right.
One is the degree of the Templars, because the ideas of the Templars were carried forward into the Rosicrucians, and of course the ideas of the ancient mystery religions were carried forward into the Templars, and it has always been the plan of the ancient societies, the ancient mystery religions, to bring about this world government under what I believe will be the rule of Lucifer, and I think it's coming very fast. And
it'll be through
Lucifer's
man, which would be the Masonic Christ,
right?
Actually.
So anyway, how What sort of response are you getting to this DVD?
Excellent. I mean, I've never seen such a response. We have so many people writing it and saying how much they enjoy it, and that it's a quality piece, and they've never seen anything like it. The proposals we make, or you know, the historical story we make are exciting but provable.
We'll be right back here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Women's tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick, and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mineral alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Do you suffer with bad breath, bleeding gums, gingivitis, or canker sores? Or would you like to keep your mouth healthy without using harmful chemicals? Vitamir has the answer. A natural and effective toothpaste and mouthwash with a unique and patented formula that thousands are using and feeling that squeaky clean sensation. To order or for more information, call our toll-free number 888-558-8482. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamir products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.
Whether you're considering individual, family, or small business group insurance, consider getting the information you need from a licensed insurance broker. Neil Muhlberg can help you find the best prices available and sort through a broad selection of plans from leading health insurance companies such as Humana, PacifiCare, Imerica, or Blue Cross Blue Shield. Secure your future and freedom to choose. Call Neil Muhlberg at 303-499-2735. Neil is a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and he will give you the personalized care that you deserve. Neil specializes in high-deductible health savings account qualified plans, where you can get reduced premiums and the ability to use prepaid tax dollars to pay for covered and uncovered medical expenses such as dental and alternative care. Copay plans are also available. Neil offers inexpensive accident plans, network dental, critical illness, disability, and life insurance. Use Neil as your agent broker. Call 303-499-2735.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is David Bay of Cutting Edge. David, let's get that website of yours out just one more time.
www.cuttingedge.org, and the phone number is 1-800-451-8211.
Okay, fine, and I recommend David's material very much. I think it's so vitally important that people understand this duality. I mean, the Christian influence, the occult influence, and at one time the Christian influence was very strong. Today, the occult influence totally dominates America. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools and the Ten Commandments out of our public places. That's why they're trying to take the Christ out of Christmas. That's why they're doing everything they can to undermine Christianity. Military chaplains have been ordered not to mention Jesus Christ in public prayers. There is a conspiracy against Christianity, and it is the highest levels of our government. And why doesn't our Christian president intervene? Why is he allowing in the military the orders to be given that Christian chaplains, and not to mention Jesus Christ. And we have to ask those questions. You know, are things as they appear to be, or is there another agenda? And when you see on this video President Bush talking about the ancient plan that is meant to be fulfilled, probably not one in 10,000 Americans who saw that inaugural speech recognized the significance of what he said. But you did, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I came right, like I said earlier, I came right out of my chair. I couldn't believe he did it. You know, in his first inaugural address, he had avoided the use of the word New World Order that his dad had so prominently spoken after the Kuwaiti invasion. But boy, you know, in his second inaugural address, it was absolutely there. You know, in a slightly different form, a little older form, but most definitely there. You know, you were talking about how can our Christian president allow these things to happen under his watch. The answer is he rather than being Christian, he's skull and bones. Very, very black, Masonic type secret society.
And I think people don't understand that the skull and bones came out of a secret society in Bavaria in 1832.
Right.
And that's exactly where the Nazi movement came from. And the people have been in the tomb at Yale, where the skull and bones meet. The walls are all adorned with swastikas, having nothing to do with Nazi Germany. But from the same origin, the Nazis picked up this ancient occult emblem. And it's displayed, of course, there at Skull and Bones. And, of course, what was Hitler's goal? A new world order.
Well, you know, Skull and Bones is also a member of a nationwide group of secret societies called Brotherhood of Death Societies.
I don't know about that. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, Brotherhood of Death Societies is a group of especially dark black magic Masonic secret societies, and very much into witchcraft. They only allow one Brotherhood of Death Society in every major country. In America, that Brotherhood of Death Society is Skull and Bones. In Germany, that Brotherhood of Death Society is the Thule Society, T-H-U-L-E. And, you know, some people say Thule Society. But the fact of the matter is that the secret, you know, both Adolf Hitler and Prescott, George, and George Bush have all, you know, belonged to the same type of secret society. And that should be staggering. That should just stop everybody, you know, in their tracks as they contemplate that.
I'll never forget watching The Sound of Music with Julie Andrews. And at one time, in one of the scenes, why they're having a great party at this estate, her husband, Captain von Trapp, has, and the Nazi comes up to the captain and says, Captain, or you will certainly support the new order, the new order we are establishing. And, you know, it's so reminiscent of what George W. Bush talked about, George Herbert Walker Bush, the new world order. That phrase was popularized by Alice Beatty, who was a Luciferian. And, of course, you remember George Herbert Walker Bush talking about the 1,000 points of light. That came from Alice Bailey. Every occultist in the country understood what he was saying. Most Americans shrugged and said, he must be talking about a lot of people doing good, 1,000 points of light.
Yeah.
But the occultists knew it. They recognized it. In fact, I've got their article saying, we had never heard anybody talking about the New World Order outside of us, and now the president's talking about it.
Well, you know, Alice Bailey was not only occultic, but she was a channeler.
Sure.
She was a medium, a channeler of spirits.
Sure.
I mean, she was deep and dark and black. This goes all the way back, through the various secret societies, and it's a very dark plan. But they
all tie into the other dimension. There really is a demonic, supernatural dimension, which this is what fortune tellers get into, mediums. And
in our video, Stan, we show that very clearly, because it was a strong Rosicrucian belief that supernatural beings in the next dimension were just anxious to contact perfected men in this dimension and give them knowledge and give them scientific knowledge, and we showed that, you know, John Dee in particular really strongly tried to contact, you know, beings in the supernatural realm, and at one point recognized that he probably had been in contact with some demons rather than angels. But that's a very strong component. When you read Alice Bailey, especially if you read the externalization of the hierarchy, you will see her writing in, you know, and saying these changes need to be made. You know, and she's writing in 1919 and 1920s. And if you've got a sense of history throughout the 20th century, you'll say, wow, that change that she said in 1919 needed to be made was made in 1953. Yeah, all that kind of thing.
Sure.
It's externalization of the hierarchy particularly seemed to be a blueprint that's being followed today.
And she wrote over 20 books, but she didn't write any of them. They were all channeled to her by a demonic spirit named Jual Kool.
Master Jual Kool, Master DK.
And ladies and gentlemen, the most people don't understand there is a spiritual dimension. There are demonic spirits. They're prowling the earth in search of the souls of men, and we're all susceptible to them. But, of course, I believe that they inhabit people and possess people at the highest levels of our government that are using our military power to promote the New World Order. And heaven help us once we get into a war with Iran. And
you know, the exciting thing for a Christian here is that these plans for this new global system, this called the New World Order, fulfill Bible prophecy almost to a T. I mean, it just really is a strengthening of your faith when you realize that what they're planning on doing will, once it's enacted, will fulfill Bible prophecy.
And you're so right, David. This is the one thing that sustains me, is the realization that there is a God. The evil people are in power, they're in control, but there is a God out there, and he's watching down, and hopefully he's protecting you and me and those others who were involved in this battle, and we hope that so many of our listeners out there will commit themselves to this truly spiritual battle.
Yeah, it really is.
Souls
you know, what we're seeing here, especially as the 20th century rolls through, we're seeing 2 Thessalonians 2 being fulfilled, where Paul said that the restraining power of the Holy Spirit will be gradually withdrawn until Antichrist.
We'll pick that up when we get back, David.
Dates of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of 4 PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Are you trying to make sense of a world gone mad? Can rising interest rates, huge budget and trade deficits, American jobs shipped to China, and open borders really be good for America? Can a collapsing dollar, skyrocketing fuel prices, minimum wage jobs, and a wrecked social security system really lead us into economic prosperity? Who's going to buy your 401k as the baby boomers retire, selling out 70% of the U.S. equity markets when they go? Don't get caught holding the bag. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525. We offer all forms of gold and silver shipped and delivered at the utmost privacy at the most competitive pricing in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525 and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is David Bay of Cutting Edge. David, you were giving a quotation from Paul there. We were so rudely interrupted. Go ahead.
In 2 Thessalonians 2, Paul said that Antichrist would like to arise now, but he's being restrained by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then a few verses later, it says that this restraint will be removed, and once it's completely removed, it will, he can arise. And when you know, the implication there is that this removal will be gradual. And then when you take into consideration Jesus, you know, Matthew 24, where he talks about, you know, the birth sorrows, these are the beginning of sorrows. The word sorrows there is birth pangs. And the Illuminati looks at the gradual movement into the kingdom, you know, into the New World Order as birth pangs. I came to believe that the Holy Spirit began to remove his restraining power early in the 20th century, and that's why the Illuminati was able to stage World Wars I and II, the Cold War, and all the, you know, Vietnam War, Gulf War I, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we are at the point where this World War III that will actually produce the Christ, the Antichrist, is about to, you know, seems to be about ready to kick off.
And I think your point is so well taken. If this, when people begin to understand what this is about, it'll strengthen their faith. And
absolutely,
for many who do not believe in Christianity, when they begin to realize the enormity of the evil that is out there, they'll begin looking for an answer. And the only answer they're going to find is in the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the only thing that protects us from these demonic forces.
In the early 1990s, 92, 93, I was working with a former Satanist. I found him, you know, giving seminars to the Boston homicide police detectives, showing them how to spot evidence of the occult in a crime scene. And he had come out of Satanism, and he told me the major impact in his life that brought him out and drove him to his knees to ask Jesus for, you know, to forgive him. He had been invited by a friend to, for lunch on a Saturday afternoon, and they were about ready to have lunch, and the phone rang, and it was this guy's wife, and her car broken down, and she was completely on the other side of town. So this guy says, "Look, you know, I'll be right back. You know, I'll be back probably in an hour. Have the run of the house, do whatever you want, and I'll be back." So the doc walked into the through the house, and in the living room off to the side there was a huge display Bible on a stand. And Doc said, "You know, I've always wanted to read the book of Revelation, never had the opportunity. Why don't I do so now?" So he read the book of Revelation. He said he closed it up, and then he reopened it again, and he read again chapters 6 through 19, and he said to himself, "My goodness, I've just read the plan of the Illuminati for the world in chapter 6 through 19. And he said, "No, when was the book of Revelation written?" Well, there was a little write-up in the beginning of the book in that Bible. It says it was written, you know, about 100 A.D., and he knew when the Masters of the Illuminati was founded in 1776. And he said he realized that the Illuminati had created the plan they did because they were forced by God's prophecies to create the plan they did. And so it drove him to his knees and to Jesus Christ.
Well, tell our listeners about when you went to the meeting of the House of Theosophy.
Well, I was sneaked into a members-only meeting of the House of Theosophy by a member who had been saved about 6 or 7 weeks before, and he just never had turned in his resignation. And the director had been overseas for 3 years on a planning committee called the New Jerusalem Covenant Project. And some new decisions had been made, and he wanted to share them with his people.
These are Luciferians. For the people who don't know, Theosophy is a Luciferian religion.
Well, yeah, it's what Alice Bailey was.
Right.
She was the head of theosophy for, you know, for the longest time. They were, you know, I encourage people to read it. They can find it in, they go to Directory of All Articles from our website, you know, our homepage, scroll down to 1052, they can read my verbatim notes. He describes some, you know, unbelievably startling things. He said that shortly after the Christ arises, many people are going to disappear in the twinkling of an eye. And these will all be people that could, you know, whose attitudes and religious systems were not compatible with those of the Christ. So they were going to be snatched out of this dimension. They were going to elect to leave this dimension. And I says, my goodness, I think he's describing the rapture of the church. And he described, you know, the miraculous lying signs and wonders that will accompany Antichrist, when he appears. And he described the plan of how the New World Order was going to be established. It was going to be established by three global meetings: a global business meeting, a global religious ecumenical meeting, and a global political meeting. And of course, those three meetings took place between August 28th and September 10th, 2000, when the New World Order was officially born. So that was fulfilled then. But you know, as you read what he has to say about Israel and the planned struggle there, you'll recognize that the New Jerusalem Covenant Project is driving the events in Israel today.
And how about
quite
the war?
A remarkable meeting.
Did he mention the coming war?
He mentioned the coming war. Yes, mentioned the coming war, but he stated that, you know, that all things had to be in place before that war would kick off.
Amen. Well, we're out of time, David. Thank you so very much.
Okay.
It's always a pleasure having you with us, and I hope we can get you back on again. David Bay, Cutting Edge. Go to the website, Cutting Edge. Get his information, you know, and then, of course, you'll certainly want to get Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. It will be the most effective tool you have to reach others. Professionally done. It's up for an award, isn't it, some sort of?
Well, it was admitted into the New York Film Festival, and we were giving the highest rating possible.
God bless you. Thanks
so
much.
Thank you very
much. Bye-bye.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. And, of course, the DVD, and, of course, you want to order the video, Why we will be ordering it. It'll take you a little longer to get it, but you can get the DVD, which we have in stock, and we'll have the other just as soon as we can get them from David. And, of course, that is The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. It's almost 3 hours. I promise you, you will be transfixed. My wife, who ordinarily can do three things at one time, she ordinarily, is working, reading a magazine and watching television. But with this film, you know, she started out doing all those things, and all of a sudden she put everything down. And for 3 hours we watched that video. And I said, "Hey, honey, how about some dinner?" And no, we're going to see the rest of this. So we sat there for 3 hours, and you will be transfixed. It's almost 3 hours long, and it is a magnificent production, very well done. It will help you, but it's something you can show to others, and of course help them understand the spiritual nature of the battle we're engaged in. Now, we will close out our offer for the cases of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, this week. If you want to be effective in this battle, you've got to be able to introduce people to the spiritual battle. And the spiritual forces that control the secret societies that dominate our nation and the world today. Ordinarily, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, $12.95, but you can get 64 copies for $149.95. That's a case of books. You pay the shipping. We will close the offer out this week and hopefully start printing the first of next week, and you'll get the books after they're printed. Give us a call if you'd like to, and this is the most effective tool I know to reach people. But I hope you'll sell them the book rather than give them the book. You give people a book, they probably won't read it. You sell them for $5, $10, $20, get what you will. Why, they will read it, and it may, many times it will change their lives. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like to get a case of my books. We hope you want to get a David Bay video DVD. It is an excellent tool. The DVD, Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, was made by Chris Pinto. We carry his other videos and DVDs, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. Excellent overviews of what's going on today. And then, of course, my talk on the world revolution, and, of course, this basically is my story of how the American Revolution was just the beginning of a series of revolutions. It's really based upon a book written by the Librarian of Congress, James H. Billington, who is a historian, and he will tell you that if you really believe the World Revolution and American Revolution came about because of the Enlightenment, you don't understand. It came about because of the occult organizations and secret societies that mediate everything. And all the revolutions, the Russian Revolution, the Cuban Revolution, they're all part of the same revolution. And then we take you right up to the present, and it contains, of course, my interview with Ambassador Smith. I did the interview, I think it was 1980, something around there. And actually, you'll hear him tell how we brought Fidel Castro to power knowing he was a communist. The president knew he was a communist. The secretary of state knew he was a communist. Everybody in the State Department knew he was a communist. That's why we brought him to power. And now we hear about Hugo Chavez, and Fidel's working for Hugo Chavez. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is contrived, as is the coming war, with Iran. And the president of Iran, Ahmadinejad, is over meeting with Hugo Chavez, and they're plotting that when we attack them, then we'll be suddenly have new enemies in South America. They're turning the whole world against America, and it's happening by intention. Understand, don't be taken in. Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
You're listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential protein, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque,